Blog Talk Radio.
How to reach the masses, men of every birth, form, and answer. Jesus gave the key.
Yes, lift him up. This is Dr. Gregory Scott. We welcome you once again to the Wednesday evening service of Glory United Ministries, WGUM. The very next voice you will hear will be that of Pastor Patricia Bittman.
Clap your hands, pat your feet. I need somebody to help me lift Jesus. How are we going to lift him? Are we going to lift him with a ladder? Are we going to lift him with a rope? Are we going to lift him airplane, helicopter? How are we going to lift up the name of Jesus tonight? We're going to lift him up with our voices. We're going to tell men, women, boys, and little girls to lift up the name of Jesus by making mention that Jesus is Lord. We got to tell somebody. That's how we lift him up. We have to let the world know that Jesus is alive and well, that Jesus came, that we, you and I, can have life and have it more abundantly. Are we excluded from some of the cares of this world, some of the pains and heartaches and disappointments? No, 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 no. But we know that if we have Jesus on our side, it may not be all right for the moment, but we know that it will be all right because our hope is built on Jesus' blood and his righteousness. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus himself and his righteousness. So I dare not trust in man, but I'll trust in God. And that's where you have to get to on tonight. You have got to trust in God. The songwriter said, I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Oh, yeah, I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord. I'm gonna trust in the Lord until I die. That's what you're testifying on tonight if you're saying those words in that song. I'm gonna trust in the Lord no matter what it looks like. I'm gonna trust in the Lord because he is Lord of Lord. He is the King of Kings, and he can do anything but fail. Oh, my God, I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die. That's a tall statement because obstacles come in our lives, and we stop trusting and start doubting God. But we need to be reminded that when we made that bold statement that I'm going to trust in the Lord until I die, we cannot stop because things go topsy-turvy. We cannot back up off of our statement. For God I live and for God I'll die. Somebody ought to testify. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I will trust in the Lord until I die. Good evening out in radio land. It is so good to be with you again this Wednesday night of October. We thank God that even though October is a month that seems to be designated for and treats, but we want to let you know that we are going to trust in the Lord who has no tricks. There is no tricks in trusting in the Lord. He has treats. He said, the cattle upon the thousand hills belong to me. He says, the earth is mine and the fullness thereof. He said, the moon, the stars, the water, the seas, they're mine. Those are the trees. It said, David said, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, he is with me. That is a treat tonight. That's not a trick. He says, hey, look here, he maketh me to lie down in green pastures. That is a treat and not a trick. He leadeth me beside the still waters, and he restores my soul. That is not a trick, but it's a treat. Why don't you trust in the Lord? Oh, I fear Jesus in this place. Hallelujah. I feel Jesus in this house. I feel the presence of Almighty God. Hey, hallelujah. Come on and bless his name. Thank God for the truth, because in him there is no failure. In God you have everything you need. God is everything in all the world to me. He's my light, he's my joy. The Lord is my light and my salvation. That is not a trick, that is a treat. Oh, bless his name. Come on and go with me to the Father's house, where there is no tricks, but they're all treats. In the name of Jesus, we got to learn how to trust in a God that will not trick you. He said, if you ask me for bread, I will not give you a stone. A stone would be a trick, but the bread would be a treat. He said, if you ask me for a fish, I will not give you a serpent. I will give you a snake in the place of a fish. Come on and go with me to the Father's house. He said, in my house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Come on and go with me to the Father's house, where he has treats for his children. Where he has treats for his children. He said, healing is the children's bread. He has treats for his children and not any tricks. Oh, hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Come on, somebody, and clap your hands tonight and tell the Lord, thank you. Tell the Lord, thank you. Tell him, thank you. Tell him, thank you. Tell him, thank you. Oh, bless his name, for it is the Lord who loadeth us daily. David said it. It is the Lord who loadeth us daily with benefits, and I call that a treat. I don't call it a trick. Oh, bless his name. He's not dressed up in a black suit with a black hat, but he's sitting beside the Father. Oh, bless his name, with gifts in his hand to give to his children. For the word of God declares that it's the Father's good pleasure to give unto his children gifts. Oh, bless his name. I'm excited already in the program. Let me just slow down for a minute, because I've got excited already about the goodness of Jesus. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he done for me, I thank God for saving me. That was not a trick. That was a treat. When he went to Calvary's cross, that was not a trick, but that was a treat, because the blood will save your soul. The blood never loses its power. The blood, oh, my God, today, that was not a trick on that cross, but that was our Savior, Jesus Christ, giving us the treat. He said, I am the bread of life. He said, I am Alpha and Omega. I am your beginning and I am your end. Come on and look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, that was more than a trick. That was not a trick, but it was more than life to me. It was Jesus Christ giving his children abundance of life. That is a treat. Oh, bless his name. Ain't no chocolate in the world can compare to what Jesus has given his children. Again, I will state, he said, I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Oh, my God, and when you think about having life and have it more abundantly, blind Bartimaeus didn't talk to a man who had tricks, to a man that had treat. Oh, but that's his name. Aren't you happy tonight? I heard a story once. I'm not quite sure if I can recollect, but while I'm thinking about it in my mind, I want to put out my accolades. I want to thank God for Dr. Gregory Scott for always being available for Block Talk Radio. He and I are the co-founders of Block Talk, Glory United Ministry on Block Talk Radio, and we thank God for him on tonight, and we bless his name. And I thank God for my sister, Sister Grant, down in South Carolina there in Hollywood. Thank her for being the advocate that she is. That she once asked me, Sissy, what is my ministry? What is my gift? But you see, everybody have their gift, their perfect gift that God has given them. She is an advocate for Glory United Ministries, for her sister. And not only is she the advocate for Glory United Ministry, but she's an advocate for Jesus Christ, because she is doing just like the song said, lift him up. Is she preaching behind a podium? Is she in a pulpit? Is she on the street corner? No. Is she sitting in the house like I am, on my bed, bringing this message? No. But she's getting the word out when she called you, 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 and you, and tell you that the program will air tonight. That's ministry. Everyone have their perfect ministry in God. He saved us to be witnesses, and that's a ministry by itself. When you can tell somebody about Jesus and who he is and all that he is and who he can be for you and to you. David said, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. That is not a trick. That is a treat. I tell you, I don't know how I got there. Didn't start out there, but that's where I went. I was talking with Dr. Scott earlier this afternoon, and I said to him, I said, you know, I just might pull you in. I asked a question, and he said, well, I don't know. And so what happened was we chatted about it for a moment. I said, how about if I pull you in tonight, like I did last week, to comment on the question? And he said, you won't do that tonight because you never do what you are feeling. God always get in to you and bring you in another direction. So, but we did come to the conclusion, Sister Jackie, that my phone was charging, so I couldn't Google it, because I am the Google queen, you hear me? I tell you, sometimes Google can't understand me when I'm asking the question, so I have to type it in for Google to get it, and Google will come up with something, and I'll see if I'm satisfied with it. But however, we do thank God for Jesus and thank Jesus for the blood. That is not a trick. That is a treat. Oh, bless his name. Well, the world was without void and was with darkness, but when Jesus spoke or his Father spoke, let there be light, that was a treat and not a trick. When he said, let the waters come forward, let the earth and the waters be divided, put a firmament in between the sky and the water, that was not a trick. That was a treat. And when he said, let us, talking to his son who was with him all the time, Jesus Christ. He said, you know, let us make man. That was not a trick. That was a treat. And then when he looked down and saw how lonesome man was, because dog had dog and cat had cat and sheep had sheep and cows had cows and pigs had pigs and flies had other flies and birds had birds, and he began, I guess, feel like he had shortchanged Adam. And he looked down and he said, Adam doesn't have anyone that looked like him, that resembled him, so let me just go in, put Adam, put him on a little nap, night-night, put him to sleep. And he performed the surgery, and he went into his rib, and he took a female, a woman, out of Adam's body and created her something that looked like him. Maybe she didn't have all the hair or the chin and all of that, but she resembled him. She had feet like him. She had a nose. She had toes. She had fingers. She had hands. She had, well, the animals have eyes. So she had things that resemble Adam, somebody that he could look at and say, well, this looks like me. And I guess that's why he got to the statement, for this is bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. This Adam didn't look like a dog. Eve looked like Adam, and yet she was feminine, didn't look like a man, because you have seen some women that really look like a man. And said, Lord, I thought that was a man, but not so. But however, it was not a trick. It was a treat. Oh, blessed that. I'm sure Adam, when he sinned into God and found out just how good of a treat God had blessed him with. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Need I say more? Oh, no, I don't think so. But to God be all the glory for the things that he has done for us. But I recall reading about jack-o'-lantern or the pumpkin, however, and the reason why they carved the pumpkin out and gave it eyes and a nose and you know, took the top off of the pumpkin and put a candle inside the pumpkin. And when the trick-or-treaters came around, or the children came around begging alms of candy or whatever you had, fruit, some places we went when I was a child, they gave us an apple, an orange, or something like that. Anyhow, I was told that the reason for the light in the candle represented that you were a part of them. And if you did not have a pumpkin that was lit, then you were not a part of them. So therefore, you didn't deserve a treat. You deserve a trick. How cruel. And that's probably the reason how people came to the conclusion putting razor blades in the apples and in the oranges, because when the child or the adult went into that bag and got that piece of fruit out and bit into it and cut their tongue, cut their mouth, that was a terrible trick that was played on you. And why is something that should have been so pleasant? Candy is sweet. And children, and I know a lot of adults, yeah, my niece Tanya, at Tanya's wedding, I never knew so many people ate candy like that. She had a candy station at her wedding reception, and I mean, grown folks were getting bags and bags of candy. And just in September, my niece had a surprise party for my sister, and she brought out her little candy station. And I'm telling you, I watched the grown people get up and load up with the candy. One lady had four bags, and so she said, well, two of them is for me, and the other two is for my two grandchildren. I said, honey, enjoy yourself. I think I ended up with two or three pieces of candy after all that candy that my niece had out there. But candy is sweet, and it's pleasant to the taste. It leaves a sweet taste in your mouth. Why would someone want to be so evil? Because you don't agree with who I am and what I represent and what I celebrate. I'm going to do something to you. 1 year, they threw eggs on my car. You cannot get those eggs off of your car easily. That was a trick and not a treat. But the treat was I still had my car, I still had my joy. They didn't steal my car. They threw eggs on the car, but they didn't cut up my four tires. They could have bashed up my tires, and I would have to go and buy four brand-new tires. I just had to deal with trying to get that egg and stuff off of my car. So I was still grateful because in their tricking, God still gave me a treat because he protected the important part of my car. They didn't break my windshield. They didn't break my window. They didn't take a stick or a bat and beat my car down. They just threw some eggs on my car. And I'm yet driving that car today. And I thank God that I got no trick. Jesus made sure that I ended up with a treat. So to God be the glory. Always be mindful. Always find something in something derogatory, something. We're in that season for trick and treat. And just so that you know who your treater is, Jesus Christ is the one who, again, he keeps going back saying that I gave you life and more abundantly. I didn't trick you. I treated you. And again, David is saying, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. And then there's the scripture telling us that he's sweeter than the honey that's in the honeycomb. That is not a trick, sounds like to me. That's a treat. And you know, when God gave us our family, even though they're cantankerous sometimes and they get on our cotton-picking nerve, and some old folks said, my last nerve, it is still a treat and not a trick. Because it's good to have family, because there are some that don't have family. Even though your children may get on your nerve, but thank God you know where your children are and you can talk to them and look out. It's just a blessing. I don't know why this trick and treat never entered my mind earlier today. Dr. Scott, I guess he would say he know me pretty good after being in ministry together since 2012. He kind of act like he know which way I go. And it's all good. Again, hello to you in Radio Land, whether you're calling from South Carolina, New York, New Jersey, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, whether you're calling from Texas, Albuquerque, New Mexico, it doesn't matter wherever you're calling from or wherever you may be listening in the archive. Thank God for you, you, and you. I'm going to move right along here. I want Dr. Scott to play. I had two songs of Benny Cummings that I wanted him to play, and Dr. Scott, I believe if you would just play them back to back for me, because our hour is growing late. I don't want to trick the saints. I want to keep them with a treat, that they don't get weary in well-doing, that they grow tired of listening and nap in their chair while listening. So if you would play those two songs for us tonight. Thank you, Dr. Scott. God bless you. Amen. Well, until he's ready, I will talk about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me. I tell you, it's Just a Blessing. Ready for my song, if you can find it. I appreciate it. Don't like to tarry too long. Well, seeing that we can't get our song up, let's move on. The time is drawing nigh. Let's go to the Word of God. All right, we're going to go to Mark's Gospel. Thank you, Lord. Mark, the 10th chapter. And that's St. Mark, the 10th chapter. Starting at the first verse, and I just want to read just a little bit of this to you tonight. And the first verse said, "And he arose from thence into the coast of Judea by the farther side of Jordan, and the people resort unto him again. And as he was wont, he taught them again." We're talking about Jesus. "And the Pharisees came to him and asked him, 'Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?'" Tempting him. You see, this is the month for the trick. Now, back then, they were doing the same thing. The Pharisees thought that they could trick Jesus because they asked the question, "Is it lawful? Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife?" Tempting Jesus. That's just how the devil works. The devil always has some kind of plan. Never really a true, genuine plan. Always a plot to try to discredit you, to try to bring you down, to try to make a fool of you. This is what the Pharisees were about.
69.
Well, let's just ask Jesus, see what his answer will be. So it went on, and he answered and said unto them, "What did Moses command you?" See, you don't get smart with Jesus. Because Jesus, I noticed, every time the devil came to him with some nonsense, Jesus hit him right back with truth or tell. Limit to show truth or consequence. So Jesus, someone, what did Moses tell you all to do? What was Moses' command to you Pharisees? That's not what Jesus didn't know. But he wanted to show him, "You don't play with me. You're not going to try to trick me into saying something that you want to hear because you think that you know what you're doing." So Jesus said, "Now I'm going to answer your question with an answer. But my answer is going to be, what did Moses tell you to do?" More or less in the form that my answer is a question right back at you. I was told years ago going to school and said, "Well, you know, you can't answer a question with a question." But we see here they asked Jesus a question, the Pharisees. So Jesus in turn answered him or them by saying, "Well, what did Moses tell y'all to do?" As my oldest brother would say, "Well, one tell that, Watson." He was good for saying just like that. So he answered and said unto them, "What will that command you?" And they said, "Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement." Now you see, they knew Moses had said, you see, that they're playing tricks. Because they have no treats, so they want to play tricks with Jesus. We're going to see what he has to say. We want him to really say that it's not right, or we want him to say that Jesus will go against what Moses said. See, that's one thing you will find, that whatever God has said, his son is not going to go against it just to make you happy. God is for what's right, and so is his son Jesus. They both stand for what's right. They do not come with tricks. They come with righteousness. They come with holiness. Come in the right path. We're the one that's trying to tempt Jesus with crazy stuff, trying to trick him up. Well, if you be the Son of Man, like the devil said to Jesus, if you be the Son of Man, then make these stones over here, turn them to bread. Yeah, the devil thought he had a plot, but his plot wasn't good enough. You can't trick Jesus, you can only trick yourself. Well, the Lord understands why I did what I did. You can't trick him. You can only trick yourself. Oh, bless his name. For God is worthy of all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. You can't trick him. You can only trick yourself. I like the answer that Jesus gave the Pharisees. Well, what did Moses tell you to do? Well, somebody said, well, that wasn't an answer, that was a question. It was an answer because they knew the truth. They knew what Moses' law was. They knew what Moses had commanded. So Jesus made them recite or repeat what they already knew. I love the Lord because he heard my cry. And they said Moses suffered to write a bill of divorcement and to put her away. That's what Moses told them. But they wanted to pick a fight. They wanted a bunch of tricks going on. They wanted what you call a Christian feud between what Moses said and what Jesus said. Jesus answered them, and they didn't even catch the answer.
Would you shut down, Fit?
Jesus was letting them know, now, why are you trying to tempt me when you already know the deal? You already know what the law is. You already know the commandments. But you want to try to trick me. I used to try to get over on my mother, and she said, you can't slick the slickster. You can't trick Jesus. He's too powerful. He's an all-knowing God. You can't play with him, whether it be October, Noctober, or any other Tober. I love the Lord tonight. I'm reading from Mark's Gospel, the 10th chapter, Mark. So let's go on down. And Jesus answered and said unto them, for the hardness of your heart, he wrote you this precept. Because of their ways, because they wanted to, as someone, when we were kids, they used to say, well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Because they wanted their cake and eat it too. They wanted to do what they wanted to do. And we do it. These men, they run on their wives and still keep them. We women, we run on our husbands. But you see, you can't have your cake and eat it too. And because of the hardness of your heart, because you wouldn't change, because you wouldn't do right, because you didn't follow the commandment of God, Moses put it in writing. Moses wrote a bill of divorcement and to put her away. That was never God's plan. Divorce was never God's plan. A man is to leave father, mother, and cleave to his wife. Let me go a step farther. Man is supposed to leave father, mother, and his children and cleave to his wife. If you notice the woman in the Bible who got married seven times to the seven brother, she had no children with none of them, so therefore she didn't come with any baggage. She didn't bring any children with her for her to have to choose between her husband and her children. You women that's married that got children and you looking for you a Boaz or a husband, you don't need to bring any baggage with you, because that's going to be a conflict of interest in your marriage. And the same way with you men. When you got children, your wife comes first. So, but because you harden your heart so to do what God said do in the first place, that you to have one husband, one wife, cleave to your wife, leave father and mother behind, and your wife or your husband now is all the family you have. Lord, I know you ain't going to like me tonight. But I have to tell you the truth because I want you to see Jesus. I want you to make it in. I don't want you walking around in a trick after October. I want you to be free. So that if God does put someone in your life, you'll be free to go and enjoy your life. And that's it. And be stuck in the mud. Come on, Zion, get yourself together here. Let's read the word. Jesus told him, because for the hardness of your hearts, he wrote you this precept. But from the beginning of the creation, God made them male and female. I am reading out of Mark's Gospel. I am not making this up. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and cleave to his wife. We kind of got it mixed up here. We, you know, want to holler, my kids come first. But that's not the way it's written in the book. And they twain shall become two. They become, no, not become two. And they twain shall be one flesh. So then they are no more twain, but one flesh. It makes a difference when you do it by the book. What therefore God hath joined together, let no man put asunder. I don't know why I'm on this tonight. But however, if it's not for any of us that's listening, it's for someone who will go in the archives and they will appreciate the word of God and appreciate it for not having tricks, but having the treats, because God always wanted the best for his creation. He wanted the very best, so much so that God gave us the best that he had, which was his son, Jesus Christ. Jesus came with life. Jesus came to bring you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. Oh, what more could he do? For he laid the foundation and he opened up the way. That was truly not a trick. That was certainly a treat. Oh, my God, today I'm enjoying this. Yes, I am. I get happy by myself. Thank you, Jesus. And in the house, his disciples asked him again of the same matter. Now, see, the devil has left the Pharisees and gone to the disciples, his followers. Now, here they come with some tricks. But Jesus, being a part of the Father, he said, I am my Father. One, I am in my Father, and my Father is in me. He know every little trick that the devil has planned. He know every little trap that the devil has planned. And if he overcome it, we can overcome it. Don't be carried away by every little thing that the enemy shoots your way. Know the difference between a trick and a treat. Hallelujah! To the Lamb. I love this. I love this. I love it. And he said unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another committed adultery against her. Look out, it's in the word. Y'all better read, Mom. And if a woman shall put away her husband and he be married to another, she committed adultery. Oh, my husband passed away. Hallelujah to the Lamb. And they brought young children to him that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought him. Here these now the disciples. And see, remember last week I told you if you resist the devil, he'll flee. Well, you see, when the Pharisees stopped their stuff for a moment to try to tempt Jesus, well, the devil passed it right on from them, right on to the disciples, the ones that's walking with Jesus, the ones that's close enough to touch him. Now, they want to rebuke, see, they want to rebuke those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased. God is displeased the way the devil brings things up against you. The little tricks and stuff that the devil plays, whether they're big or little, God is not pleased with those tricks that the devil is using, those tactics that he's using to tear you down. He's not pleased with that. Jesus was displeased when he saw that the people that's working for him tried to block the progress, tried to rebuke, stop the children from getting to Jesus. And one thing about Jesus I love, and I love all things, but one thing I love, he says, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the king. Come on here. People, get yourself together. Stop being tricked by every wind and doctor. Learn how to tap into the one who has the treats and not the tricks. Oh, bless his name. I love it. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased and said unto them, suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. I hadn't even finished reading and went on and ad-libbed about it. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as little children, he shall not enter therein. You got to humble yourself. You can't be petty and high-minded, sanctimonious, righteous than anybody else. You cannot do that and enter into the kingdom. You have to be teachable. Somebody has to tell you whether you're right or wrong, whether you like it or not. And you know what? That is not a trick. That is a treat, because it will help you to get to the kingdom of God, my God, today. Don't you know that? Bless his name. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. My God, except you come as little children, you cannot enter into the kingdom. Would you rather have Jesus tonight to take you up in his arms and bless you? Or would you rather for him to turn away from you and that'll be the biggest trick ever? I want Jesus to give me the treat. The treat being the blessing. The treat being his attention. The treat being his love. The treat being his caring about me and for me. And not a trick from turning his back on me. Like he told the devil, depart from me. Get away from me. Get thee hence, Satan. You don't want to hear that. But you want the treat and not the trick. Oh, bless his name. And when he was gone, and this is a long chapter. The 10th chapter of Mark is a very long chapter. But I'm just reading along, blessing his name. And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and asked him, good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life? Now, see, this is not a trick. This is someone that's sincere about wanting to humble themselves in order to be blessed like the children and make it into the kingdom. This man was serious, and Jesus said unto him, why callest thou me good? That sounded something like something my aunt would say. There is none good but one. That is God. See, Jesus didn't take any credit for himself, but he referred you to his Father. Oh, bless his name. Thou knowest the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not kill. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not.
Thy father and mother.
And he answered and said unto him, Master, all these I have kept observed from my youth. That Jesus, beholding him, loved him. See, Jesus knew the man was real. He was sincere about what do I have to do? The children can make it in. How can I make it in? Jesus, what do I need to do to make it in to the kingdom? Then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said unto him, one thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatsoever thou hast, and give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven. Look at the treats. No tricks coming from Jesus. Look at the treats, but can you separate from what you love the most in order to get the treasures in heaven? Can you walk away from what you love the most on earth in order to have treasures in heaven? Do you want the tricks tonight, or do you want the tricks, or do you want the treat? Do you want what Satan and sin has to offer you, or do you want treasures in heaven? The treasures in heaven is a treat. But what the enemy has to offer you is nothing but tricks, adultery, murder, idolatry. That's the tricks of the devil. But the treats is the gift of God, the gift of eternal life, treasures in heaven. Do you want the tricks, or do you want the treats? Oh, I love God tonight. My God in heaven. And give to the poor, and thou shalt have treasures in heaven, and come take up thy cross and follow me. And he was sad at that saying, and went away grieved, for he had great possession. He didn't sing this song.
He didn't leave the room.
In the Lord until I die. He was a Christian, seemingly. All the things he's done from his youth, I kept those things from my youth. But when Jesus told him, but you still have to depart with some things to take up your cross and follow me, he went away sad. He had his head down in his hand. He went away because the scripture said he had much possession. He wanted to keep his tricks. He wanted to keep his earthly things that made him happy. He didn't want the treats that Jesus had for him, treasures in heaven. He wanted to hold on to what he had here on the earth. So he went away sad. And Jesus looked round about and said unto his disciples, how hardly shall they that have riches enter into the kingdom of God? It doesn't mean if you're rich, if you're wealthy, that you can't go to heaven. But, you know, it's how you get your riches or how you got your riches. Do you know it's a lot of wicked riches out here? It's a lot of people that have gotten their riches wrong. They use tricks and tactics to get their wealth. And they're not going to give it up without a fight. But the devil has a lot of tricks out there. Don't be caught up with the devil's trick. Be caught on the Lord's side. That you rather have Jesus more than anything. He promised to give you a roof over your head. He promised that you would have everything that you need. Jesus promised you that. So why not want to be on the winning team? Why not want to be as a man from New York, trying to think of his name, and I grew up with him, Timothy Wright. He says, where do you stand? If you're on the Lord's side, tell me, where do you stand? Are you on the Lord's side? Are you on the side that there are no tricks? Are you on the side where you are grateful for the treats of God and how he looks out after you and take care of you? Well, my time has come. I'm like Mr. Rogers. My time has come. It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I'm thanking Jesus for his treats, and I don't need the devil to give me any tricks. I thank God that I have a God that never sleeps nor slumbers. Let's hear Satan. Sleeps nor slumbers, that he watches over us. I sing, I trust in God. I know he cares for me. Out on mountain plea, upon the raging sea, though billows roll, he keeps my soul. My heavenly Father watches over me. I trust in God. I know he cares for me. I trust in God. I know he cares for me. Though billows roll, he keeps my soul. For my heavenly Father watches over me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for another day, for this is the day that you have given us, for this is the day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. God, I thank you for every listener that's live. I thank you for every listener in the archive. God, you know what every person needs that listens to this broadcast, and I ask that, God, only you can grant them some of the things that they need, and I ask that you would be mindful, because you said, who is man that thou art mindful? They asked the question, who is man that thou art mindful of him, that you have made him just a little lower than the angels, and that you have crowned him? And God, because you made us a little lower than the angels, you care about us, you care for us, and there is not anything upon the tablets of our heart that you don't know about already. God, whatever pain is going through the person's body, I ask that you would just stretch forth your mighty hand and touch in the name of Jesus. But I also ask them to reach out and touch your hand. Don't allow you to be reaching down to touch them, and they won't reach up to touch you. It is a twofold thing. God, let them reach up for you because you're reaching down for them. God, whatever finances that they may need, any checks that's held up in the mail, in the office, fell on the floor, God, I ask that you would dispatch your angels of mercy to deliver whatever it is that you have for your children, that on tonight that they will not receive any tricks, but they will receive the treat that you have for them. God, I ask that you would make the crooked places straight in their family members, whether it be their husbands or their wives,
no,
whether it be their children or their grandchildren, whether it be a niece or a nephew, whether it be an auntie or an uncle, but whoever, however they're connected to the listeners, God, I ask that you would be mindful and bring it to pass, God, whatever the request that they have on their heart tonight. God, you know I don't have to know what it is that they need prayer for, as long as you know. They have to speak it out of their mouth, and I will touch and agree with everyone that have a prayer request on tonight, even down to the doorknob. God, we bless you. And everything is already all right. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit and the people of God, say, I don't want any tricks. I want a treat. Amen, amen, and amen. Dr. Scott, I am done.
take care.